Welcome to another edition of Mesa County News and Views, brought to you by the Mesa County School District. Travis Skaggs with our co-host, the Youth Service Center Coordinator here at Mesa County Schools, Ashley Kirk. And Ashley, we are here on March the 12th here at Mesa County High School and nearly halfway through the month.
We are. We had the spring ahead this weekend and lose that hour, and that gets me off track. I like having the hour at night, though, brighter outside, but I wish they would make one decision and stop changing the time on us.
Spring is here. Spring sports getting ready to gear up. Hopefully they get some weather. Of course, you know how it is. We'll get some 70-degree weather, 30s, 40s, and, you know, all of them are kind of getting underway here. Their season's getting started.
It is. This weather throws, you know, last week we had 270 days where it was perfect outside, and I saw people out everywhere, and like you said, rain and drop back into the 40s, so hopefully this weather will figure itself out before long as all of our spring sports are kicking off.
What announcements do you have today?
Reminder that spring break is right around the corner, so our students will be out of school on Friday, March 29th, and then they're off the whole next week, which is April 1st through the 5th week, so they'll return back to us on April 8th. So they get a nice little break there. They get Good Friday off with Easter weekend, and then their spring break follows. Just a reminder that we'll have the spring musical coming right up around the corner next month. We have prom next month. A lot of things happening at the school. We always talk about these months being very busy because they do. Each school starts doing a lot of spring musicals and spring concerts and different activities and open houses. So definitely make sure you're following your child's social media school page to keep up to date with what's happening.
This morning, actually, we're here at Mesa County High School talking with three students in the aviation pathway, and a pathway when you and I were in school, the only thing we would have dreamed of talking about this, but students are learning curriculum, and then they have simulators, and they actually go up in the air. And some of these students, it's the first time they've ever been in an aircraft, and it's going through this program. So very neat that students are learning, going to Fleming Mason, going up in the air with instructors. And I've been out of school 15, 16 years. And if you had told me that then, I wouldn't have believed you.
No, it's amazing. We talk about the pathways all the time. And I don't know if people understand really the options that there is here for the students to do at Mason County High School. But one of them is the aviation program. And like you said, it's amazing. I mean, I think she said there was just 7 kids in the program right now. And these students, everything that they're learning and being able to do, and they go to the airport, they're up in the air flying planes. I mean, that's a huge step into, you know, their future as to what they choose to do. And like I said, the options here for the students are endless.
And there's a lot of jobs in aviation. I don't know those jobs, but I know they're well-paying jobs, whether it's working at different parts of the industry. But again, it just kind of blows my mind that students can take these pathways here at the high school, be up in the air. Even if they want to get their commercial license, they can do that down the road.
Yes, it is. Lots of options for the students to do, and the salary is very well in that career pathway. We talked to a couple students maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and I know one of them at least has still followed that pathway, and that's the career that he's doing. So just a great opportunity for these students, and I love being able to hear about their stories. We have with us Keenan Galloway, a sophomore.
Keenan, talk to us about this aviation pathway. What sparked your interest, and kind of describe what you've been doing this year?
The aviation pathway, like, the main goal is just to get students ready to try to get into, like, the aviation field, get them basic information on how to become a pilot, the different steps to it, about flying, all that kind of stuff. I started in it because as a freshman, I thought that was something that I, like, would really like to do. I still think that it's something that is very probable, I guess, for me to be involved in, but it's just a really good program.
Now, talk about some of the things you learned last year, your freshman year, or some of the things that you learned.
Freshman year, the main point of it is to educate you on, like, the basics of aviation. So you learn about how, like, the aviation industry started, different types of aircraft, how they work, different parts of the aircraft. Usually we'll hop onto a few sims and just kind of mess around and see how planes are supposed to fly, just kind of get used to what that's kind of like.
Now, what is a sim? A simulator? And talk about that, and what, describe it for our listeners that maybe are thinking, what is that and what that entails?
Our sim room has about like 10 or so computers set up, and run a program called X-Plane off of them. We've got like the joysticks and your throttle and trim switches and everything, basically how a normal private class aircraft would be laid out. You hop onto the program and you can go through, you know, takeoffs, landings, flight maneuvers, anything like that.
Is it pretty realistic and almost like a video game, I guess?
Yeah, the controls are very realistic compared to the planes that we'll go and fly in a couple times a year. They're almost identical, though not everything in the program is the same. It definitely helps you a lot.
Let's talk about some of the things you've done your sophomore year, some of the things you guys have learned in this aviation pathway.
Sophomore year, you dive more into like the science behind how flight happens and how different controls affect your lift, your drag, thrust, all that kind of stuff, and how an aircraft should be set up and how cargo should be laid out in order to achieve like the best possible flight. And so we go through and we'll factor in how your air pressure can affect your flight, the equation, how to look at that. If you're a pilot that's trying to plan a flight, look at anything regarding the proper use of the aircraft.
How many students are in this aviation pathway? And I guess you guys probably have gotten pretty close the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think in the freshman group, there's, I want to say like 30 to 40 of them. That's a really big group. Aviation 2, there's only about 10 of us. And then I think the junior group is about the same.
Now you guys actually go to Fleming Mason Airport. Talk about actually going up and what that's like.
So a couple of times a year, we try and schedule it to go out there and take flights. And so the Cynthiana group comes from their airport and they fly down. They'll take a couple of us up in each aircraft or depending on how big it is. And we get to fly around for about 15 minutes and to see what it's like. And depending on if you're in the front, you will get to fly for a little bit. So it's pretty cool.
Now what's that like? I guess the adrenaline, the things you've learned, and then to get actually up in the sky. What's going through your body?
I think like the first time that we went, that was the first time that I've ever been in an airplane and ever flown. It almost didn't seem real. Like, you know, one minute you're on the ground and then the next minute you're going through the air and looking down at all the countryside that, you know, you're used to driving on roads. And then now you're seeing it from the top and everything just looks so small and connected.
Do you just put together like what you've learned through the simulations or the stuff with Mr. Underwood? I guess you just put that in your back of your mind when you're up in the air?
Yeah, he tries to get us to really pay attention to what's going on, what the pilots do and their adjustments so that we can try and relate what we've learned to what we're seeing. He really encourages us to ask questions on their past, how they got into aviation, how they got their aircraft, and how, you know, they like to go about flying it and that sort of stuff.
What are some things you're doing the rest of the school year? You know, you guys are winding down here. We're here in March. Some things you're looking forward to or maybe just with this pathway with Mr. Underwood?
Well, I think we're supposed to take another trip to the airport sometime in the coming months. You know, I really like doing the sims and just learning more stuff.
Now you mentioned, do you see aviation the industry or a career wise for you? I know you're only a sophomore, but have you thought about that?
As far as making it as a career, I'm not 100% sure, but I definitely would like to at some point get my private pilot's license and just be able to fly myself and family and friends.
How beneficial is it having this program at Mason County Schools for you guys to experience this?
I would say it's very beneficial. I know in the past we've had a couple people in the pathway go through all 3 years and they were able to reach out to multiple different airlines and companies and they got, you know, full scholarships to go to college and to get training to become commercial pilots. And so they've made a whole career out of it.
We've got with us now Bridget Applegate. Bridget, talk to us about the aviation pathway here and why you wanted to be a part of it.
So the aviation pathway here is pretty much just getting us interested in aviation itself, giving us resources that we could use here in the future for careers or further education, such as giving us the resources to get our own private's license, lessons, and other things like that.
What did you learn last year in the pathway, and then what have you learned this year?
So a lot of the stuff that we learned in our first year was a lot of the history of aviation and how exactly it worked, a lot of the big people in aviation itself, and some of the stuff that we've learned this year is just how the airplane works, what components of it make it actually go, and the different forces of how it stays up in the air.
Talk about, I guess you guys have book work or school work in the simulators, like what's that like learning and then using the sims as well?
So a lot of what we do are labs. There is sometimes paperwork, but most of it is hands-on. We make a lot of different airplanes, whether paper or cardboard. With the sims, we go in there almost once a week, just doing different things to play around, learning about like stalls and takeoffs, that kind of stuff.
What didn't you know heading into this pathway that you know now or have a better understanding of? Key factor, figure, or something that you've learned?
One thing I've learned is how much is actually into staying in the air and how the airplanes actually work.
Now, what have you enjoyed most about this pathway, learning or being a part of it?
One of the things I've enjoyed most is probably going to Fleming Mason Airport. It's a very good experience for a lot of kids, and it's just something that you don't get to see every day, and it's different than life on the ground.
Now, what's it like going up? I'm sure you've been up. I don't know if you've flown, been the pilot, I guess. Like, what's that like going up in the air?
So sitting in the pilot seat is definitely an experience. It's a lot different. To me, it's a lot different than the simulator itself because you're actually there and you actually have to completely be in control to make sure something doesn't happen. But it is very fun and you get to see everything from a completely different perspective.
Now, what was your first time going up like? And then maybe you've been more than once, but the first time you went up, maybe you were in charge or the pilot and with your instructor, maybe classmate, like what's going through your body?
First time I went up, I was in the back seat, but you pretty much just sat there and you were able to look around through the windows. That was the first time I've ever been in a plane itself. So it's very different. It's an experience.
Now, what are you looking forward to the rest of the school year as far as things you're learning or with this aviation pathway?
Some of the things I'm looking forward to are probably the other labs that we're going to be doing the rest of the year. We just finished one on drag, so I think some of the next ones we're going to be doing is just the different components of the plane, but those are probably one of the best parts about the class.
Now, do you have this class every single day at the high school or once a week? Like, talk to us about, is it an everyday class and how many minutes and, you know, how many students are in the class?
So this is an everyday class. I have it fifth period, which is an hour long, and there is about seven of us daily. We get to learn about aviation for an hour every day.
Now, Mr. Underwood's the instructor. What does he bring to the table as far as instructing you guys and leading this aviation pathway here at Mesa County High School?
So he is also getting his pilot's license or already has it. So he's trying to encourage us to do it, to get ours, even if we don't want to do it, just because it's something fun to have under your belt.
Do you have an interest in the aviation pathway after college or just a sophomore, but you know, want to stay in this pathway maybe career-wise down the road?
I have thought about this as a career. I know for sure I will be going into something related to aerospace, but this is definitely a good prospect.
Now, how beneficial is it having this program at Mesa County Schools where you guys can have these opportunities as sophomores and experience this?
I think without this program, I never would have really been interested in aviation itself, but this program is definitely given an interest to a lot of kids.
And we talked to one of your classmates earlier, and we pre-recorded this interview, and Ashley said, do you want to stick around? He's like, no, I want to go back to the labs. And how much fun is it going to this class every day, fifth period? I know sometimes we dread math or science or whatever. I'm sure you guys are looking forward to the class and what you guys do every day.
Yeah, there is sometimes where we do math and science, but a lot of the times it's a lot of labs, a lot of fun stuff. It's something we definitely look forward to every day.
Next, we have with us Alex Wood, a junior.
Alex, talk to us about choosing the aviation pathway here at Mesa County High School. You're in the third year in this program.
So going into high school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I was kind of confused on whether I wanted to do something math or science. And I saw the aviation, and my dad's always been interested in aviation, so I thought I'd give it a shot and really enjoyed it.
What have you learned in the last couple years with this program, maybe from your freshman year up until nearly finishing your junior year?
Well, I've really learned quite a bit of everything, whether it's how flying works, why it works, the theories behind it even before we took flight, really just everything about it.
Talk about some of the simulators. Your other two classmates mentioned those. Walk us through like what you guys are doing in those or some of the schoolwork or routines or curriculum.
Well, the first 2 years that I took it, we did a lot more labs. We did some more hands-on, like we made a hot air balloon. We used a heat gun to float it. The sims, we just recently did something called a front slip. It's a way to just decrease altitude and not gain any speed. So the sims definitely give us a better perspective of how the plane actually works.
What's been the most enjoyable thing being this pathway or something that a fact or something you didn't realize with the aviation field or industry that you've learned and have a better understanding of?
I think I got a better understanding of how much actually goes into flying and how much it can actually cost. It's a lot more than I expected, and a lot of stuff really does go into airplanes.
Now talk about going to Fleming Mason Airport and what that's been like to experience that, go up in the air with yourself or instructor or classmate. I mean, 99% of us don't get to experience that.
It's been very fun. We usually sit up in the pilot seat or somebody's in the back. I think I've been in the pilot seat most of the time. And the people who fly, we usually ask them questions. We'll do an assignment where we make questions and then we ask them while we're in flight. But they're really good instructors up there.
Now, is there any nerves when you went up the first time when you were in the pilot seat? Or walk us through that when you've learned the stuff in class or the simulators and going up and you're controlling the aircraft.
I was definitely a little nervous the first time, but I feel like I was distracted a lot by stuff outside, maybe some instruments or gauges inside. But I definitely tried to not white knuckle when I was flying the plane. But yeah.
Now, do they have control as well? Or like, are you in charge? If something goes wrong, I guess they can help you guys. Obviously, you've learned enough to not have something go wrong. But what questions are you asking them, or what are they asking you? And walk us through the conversation.
Well, in the beginning, they'll take off. They'll get us up to the right altitude, and then they'll be like, well, it's in your hands now. You can fly. And we'll usually fly straight and level. And he'll be like, well, you could take this bank. We'll turn right, turn left, either one. And we'll do that. And then they usually take over towards the end to land or do other things if something went wrong.
Is there any challenges when you're up there, things that you've adjusted to the last couple of years or things you're better at now? Maybe maybe than you initially were?
I mean, I would say a lot of it was just relaxation. I'm a lot more relaxed now, and I feel more comfortable in the air than I was.
We're looking forward to the rest of the school year with this aviation pathway. Again, you guys just have a couple months left. Activities or things you guys are doing in this pathway?
Definitely excited for towards the end. We're learning about weather right now. We're actually going to plan and fly in the sim our own route, whether it's to KFGX at Fleming Mason or up to Cincinnati. We'll plan our own flight and actually do everything for it.
How excited is it to have this pathway at Mesa County Schools? You're in the third year for it. To get to experience this as a high school student, how beneficial is it?
I think it's really beneficial for all the kids that may not be able to figure out what they want to do next, or they're confused on what they're going to do when they're older. And I think this can definitely help them choose.
Talk about Mr. Underwood as the instructor. What does he bring to the table and preparing you guys and, you know, leading this program?
I'm pretty sure he has his own pilot's license, and he can definitely bring a lot to the table, and he can tell us his own experiences, how he's overcome a few things, and what's happened to him.
You're just a junior, but is the aviation pathway you're interested in or something you could see yourself maybe pursuing down the road?
Yeah, I'm actually hoping to go to the Air Force when I'm older, and if that doesn't work out, maybe be a commercial pilot. And I'm currently taking flight lessons, and I had my first one the other week, so it's a lot of fun.
Now, what's that like, flight lessons, going through that?
It's actually really fun. Our first flight, we did our pre-flight checklist. We did everything, and then we were up in the air for about an hour. We did some straight and level flight and then some banking.
We're up Mesa County News and Views this morning. Again, Ashley and I were at Mesa County High School talking to three students in the aviation pathway. Actually, interesting to hear their perspective, what they've learned through the simulators and going up in an aircraft with an instructor or someone with their pilot license or has a criteria. So high school kids going up in the air, I would have never believed it when I was in school.
Definitely not. We didn't have any of these pathway options when I was in school either. We, you know, as a senior, you could do mentorship in school to work, and it was just a couple hours a day. And that was pretty much the shadowing opportunities that you got. But these students entering as freshmen and being able to choose these different options. And we always say, like, it's so hard for them to understand that transition from eighth grade to freshman, because when you're picking a pathway, this does not mean what you're doing for your future. This does not mean what you have to do the next year. You can choose one or two pathways to start with. You can change your pathway. This is just an opportunity for you to be able to experience things that you know, you might be interested in. And this aviation pathway is amazing. For high school students to be able to be getting in a plane and flying up in the air is an opportunity, you know, that I don't think many get. And I'm not a plane person. That's not, you know, I can't imagine being in a plane as a high school student flying. My nerves nowadays just getting in one. So it's just amazing to hear these stories.
I know Mesa County offers new pathways or tries to look for new things year in and year out. I know they've got the firefighting pathway they've added this past year. And I know the district administration through Rick Ross and the Board of Education looking for different opportunities for kids, but the careers are endless here and the learning is endless. And I mean, kids are taking this program every day. I mean, they're doing the reading and the writing and math and social studies, but there's so many diverse classes you can take here at MCHS.
There is. There's lots of options, lots of different pathways that the students can pick. And like I said, you know, they don't have to pick one. They can pick more than one. They can change. So many different options out there for the students. And we do have an 8-period day, which there are 4 main classes and they have 4, you know, kind of optional elective classes there, which really help fill those pathway options and giving the students different ideals.
What do you have today before we wrap up?
Yeah, just a reminder, we have St. Patty's Day this weekend on Sunday, and then that leads us into the last week of March, where our students will be off on March 29th, which is Good Friday. They'll be off that weekend and all the next week, April 1st through the 5th, so they'll return back to us on April 8th. And just a reminder, we'll be here before long. We'll be talking about dates of the spring musical. You have prom on April 27th, our graduation date was set for Saturday, May 18th. So that's out there for all of our seniors to start planning for.
Well, that'll wrap up this edition of Mesa County News and Views, brought to you by the Mesa County School District. For Ashley Kirk, Travis Skaggs saying, have a great Tuesday.